You got your Bible, I want to just read and speak for a few minutes out of the Luke chapter number 5. I mentioned last Wednesday night that I had these things on my heart, and it really stemmed from being in Celebrate Recovery. And speaking to them, that when you go through the Word of God, there's story after story after story of people who are radically changed. And I believe God can radically change you, okay? You know, when I begin to read through the Word of God and I see what God has done, I don't see this, well, God runs into these cases and they're just so bad, you know, he just has to kind of work with them and it's just always going to be the way it's going to be. That's not in the Bible, okay? I'll tell you what I find in Luke chapter number 5. I find a man who is radically changed because he is touched by Jesus. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, is being touched by Jesus. Now, this scripture in Luke chapter 5 and verse 12 through 15 is talking about a leper. And I want to give you three thoughts, and I'll go quickly through this tonight. But the three things is, the first one is sickness. I want you to see the sickness. The second one is I want you to see the separation. And I'll get into that in just a minute. And the third one is I want you to see the salvation. Now, when we look at this scripture in Luke chapter number 5, beginning in verse number 12, I'm just going to read four verses. It says, it came to pass when he was in a certain city, and this is speaking of Jesus, says, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And he put forth his hand, speaking of Christ, and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show himself unto the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Now, first thing I want you to see in this scripture tonight is the sickness. And I want you to understand a little bit about leprosy and what leprosy is. Leprosy was a disease that was found in two forms in Palestine at this time. The first one was like a skin disease that you would get, and it would be just bad, a bad case on the skin. Now, I've heard people talk about having the shingles and things like that. And I've kind of got this thing to where if I don't take an antihistamine every day, I'll just, you know, it's my nerves, it's stress, I don't know, but I'll look down and I'll have a red spot come up, kind of like that one right there on my arm, and it'll just go to itching and burning. And if I go about 3 or 4 days without taking antihistamine, I can sit down at night and my feet will be on fire. Sometimes I'll kind of scratch and Kendra will say, well, you look like a cat has had a hold of your back. And when I say that, I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, you know, y'all shake your heads like y'all, half of y'all got that too, okay? But even that was nothing compared to the lightest type of leprosy. See, it was a skin disease, and you can go over and read in Leviticus, and I'll give you a couple of references in a minute, that when a person had it, they looked at them, and they determined what they had, and they'd set them aside for 7 days, and they'd look at them again. But the lightest, easiest type of leprosy was just something that ate away at all of your skin. It's a flesh-eating disease. But there was a more aggressive, deteriorating type of leprosy. It was a flesh-eating disease that started with a small spot. It grows and eats away at the flesh until a hand is only a stump. And I hold my hand up, and here's the way leprosy is. When it gets in the skin, it kills the flesh. So as the finger is being ate away by the disease, you lose feeling. Until the hand is a stump. Until a nose is nothing but a hole in the face. Until an ear is just a hole on the side of the head, and the scalp and the hair is gone. And it could be so bad that I've even heard of cases to where a person who had extreme cases of leprosy, they in the worst cases would lose their hearing. They would lose their sight. And because they had this type of leprosy, they would even lose the touch or the feel. Now, could you imagine having an existence where a disease was eating away at you and you were alive, but you couldn't see? You couldn't hear. And you couldn't touch when someone felt. Now, this scripture says that this man was full of leprosy. That means he had a very bad case. And it could have been that it was so bad that he had lost some fingers. Maybe even lost some toes. Maybe wore a garment. You know, the scripture says in Leviticus that they were to wear a cloth over their upper lip. Here's what they had to do. They had to keep their face covered. And it could have been that his nose, his ears, his hearing, many of those things could have been affected, but he still had enough sense about him that when Jesus crossed by and came by, he cried out to him. Now, I've heard stories of diseases, and I heard a man preaching one time on the ministry of pain. Now, I don't like pain. And we talk about it. We talk about what back pain does and foot pain and hip pain and all the pains. I'll just be honest, I don't like getting old. I don't like it when I get old and the weather changes and I feel every aching joint than anything I've ever hurt. But as much as I don't like to feel the pain, it would be worse not to feel the pain. See, I've heard stories of people who had the type of sickness to where they would actually be able to step on a nail, but they didn't know they stepped on a nail until their foot was rotting. That's why sometimes in our lives, the ministry of pain let us know that there's something that needs to be dealt with. Now, that could be, even in our lives and our relationship with God, we need to be able to feel and hear from the Holy Spirit in order to know there's some things that need to be dealt with. And when I look at this scripture, this man, the scripture says, he's eat up with leprosy. And here's something I want you to understand about the sickness. This is a sickness that was on the outside. See, sometimes sicknesses are on the inside. And you can have it, and really, if you cover it up, nobody will know you have it. You know, some sicknesses that mostly are on the inside could be heart disease. It could be diabetes. And in its worst form, that's a very serious disease. It's a very serious sickness. Then there's one that's becoming more and more common today is AIDS. You look at it, and you know, you don't know. Sometimes who you're talking to, what's going on the inside. I have a guy that I work with. He said his dad died of bone cancer. And he said, and if you know anything about bone cancer, it's one of the most painful type of cancers that there is. He said, but right up until the time that my dad died, he said he didn't wear it on the outside. And he really tried to keep it hid from us. And he didn't talk about it. But every day, he said, my dad lived in pain. Now, we talk about that, but here's something I want you to understand about leprosy. Leprosy was a sickness on the outside. And not only was this man sick, but because he had leprosy, there's a separation. See, if you go over to the book of Leviticus, chapter 13, I want to read two verses, verse 45 and 46, and I want you to see what the separation is. It says, and the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled, he is unclean, he shall dwell alone, without the camp shall his habitation be. Unclean, unclean, dwelling alone. Now, here's something to understand about leprosy. Now, we're talking about being radically changed and touched by Jesus. The psychological consequences of leprosy were as serious as the physical consequences. Because if you had leprosy and someone was coming down the street, you had to back up against the opposite side of the street and you had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean. This person is unclean. He was pronounced so by the priest. The law is given to us, telling us what he's supposed to do. His clothes were supposed to be rent. His clothes had to be torn so that when people looked at him, it's a sign of shame. His head was bare, whether he had leprosy on his head or not, his head was supposed to be shaved. His mouth was to be covered. Now, to start with, he may not have any problems with his mouth, but after time goes by, his nose could be gone, his teeth could be exposed. But it says his mouth had to be covered. And he had to cry out every time somebody got near him. Every time somebody come. And you know, not everyone has compassion. But let's just say somebody did have compassion. And they come over and they see a sick person or a beggar. He had to say, "Unclean. Unclean." To keep them from touching him. Because if you touch a person who has leprosy, you could get leprosy. I was out in the woods with a guy not long ago, and you know, we're getting these, I call them possum on the half shell, armadillos. And an armadillo, I don't know if y'all know this, but armadillos actually carry leprosy. And we were down in this creek bottom, and we come up on this big old hole, and he jumped like he saw an 8-foot-long rattlesnake. And I said, "What is it?" He said, "That's an armadillo hole," and he run. And I said, "Well, I'm not going to pick it up." But you know, if you've ever seen anybody eat up with leprosy, if you ever had anybody cry unclean and they turned around and looked at you and the rag fell down and you saw what it looked like, you'd run. You see, it was kind of like this. When people come down the street, they walked on the opposite side of the street. When people come down the street, mothers put their hand over their children's eyes so that they wouldn't see. When the doctors or the physicians looked at him, they would shake their head in hopelessness because there was no cure for leprosy. And when people would see him, even if you're moved with compassion, no one would dare to go near an open grave. You see, when we look at this, and we look at this story, I think that it's not as significant to me that the Lord healed him, because, folks, I believe God can heal. See, if I believe God created us from the dust of the earth, and he breathed life into us, he can heal every disease, every prayer request, but why? See, I believe this. I said this when I was here last Wednesday night. Write down your prayer request. Write down the answer. And then write down how it glorifies God. Because everything that God does, I believe he does it for his glory. You see, if we were to get every prayer request answered, guess what? We'd be 1,000 years old because we'd never be ready to go be with the Lord. But when we look at this scripture, there's sickness, there's a separation. But look at the 12th verse. And the latter part of the verse, the man said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And here's the cry. Salvation is then the key word in the latter part of verse 12. It's when he says, "Lord." See, to be saved, I believe all you have to do is cry, "Lord," and it come from your heart. And when you cry out, "Lord," I mean, I've seen people saved in all different fashions. And folks, I grew up, the Bible says, a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I grew up when the altar used to be wet with tears. And I'd like to see it again. We ought to have some convictions about us, and we ought to believe that God can still do great things. This man said, "Lord." And I believe that because the condition of his heart, and you know, God already knows what's in your heart, got God's attention. He said, if thou wilt, you can make me clean. Well, you see, I believe that business picks up when we cry, Lord. We see the cry, but here's something I want you to see. The touch. Look at verse 13, speaking of Jesus. It says, and he put forth his hand and touched him. Now here's something I want you to understand. This man was full of leprosy. This is the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, took upon himself the form of an earthly man to come down here for you and I. You ever been around somebody that was higher than you? When you get around them, it's almost like they're too good to do this. They're too good to do that. Well, folks, this is the King of Kings. This is the Lord of Lords. You ever thought who would love a leper? Who would touch a leper? What did Jesus say? What did he say? I will. I will. Be thou clean. But how did he do it? Here's something I want you to understand. Jesus could have spoken the word and he would have been healed. He could have waved his hand over him and he would have been healed. But for the first time, and who knows how long it had been since anybody touched him. And when we begin to think about that and look at it in our lives, when people come in here and they're in need and they don't smell good and they don't look good and they've not been in good places, do you know that sometimes nothing else but an arm around them can be enough to change somebody's life? Jesus came to touch the untouchables. And when I look at this scripture, that's what's so intriguing about it to me. And here's what I want you to understand. God knows what you need. This man, he needed to be healed, but God knew. Jesus knew. He needed to be touched. How long had it been since he had been touched? You say, well, you know, I'm a big man, I'm this, I'm that. Well, let me tell you something. Even grown men need to feel love. Everybody needs to feel love. Everybody needs to be a part. Have you ever studied or looked at what happens to children who are never held or caressed? You go to an orphanage and you look where there are just beds lined up and the children are crying. And the people that are there doing the best they can, they say, we just can't hold them all. And they grow up without that touch. They grow up without that love. And then we wonder why, or when they get older, they don't understand love. How long had it been since this man had been welcome among others? How long had it been since he could go and even be in the presence of other people? When I look at this, it reminds me of how important it is to feel welcome, how important it is to feel wanted, to be cared for, or to even feel like you have a place. Now here's what I want you to see. This man was radically changed. Now, if you look at this scripture in the latter part of the 13th verse, it says, and immediately the leprosy departed from him. Now, God's got the power to do it. And sometimes I think the reason we don't see God do some of the things that he can do. Now, I want to tell you something. I really believe that everything he does for his glory. The scripture says we ask and receive not because we ask amiss that we may consume it upon our lust. God knows what's in our heart. But when we ask him to do something so that he can be glorified, and we stand back and we say, all right, God, I want you to do it. But when you do it, I'm not going to try to take your glory. I'm not going to try to take credit for what you've done. And I want the world to come up and down this street and say, have you heard about what God did? See, immediately, it's almost like this. The sores fell away. A stump became a hand. A hole in a face was covered by a nose. Ears took their proper place. You go over and you read in, I believe it's in the book of Ezekiel, where it talks about the bones coming together. It says the bone to his bone and the sinew and all the parts of the body, they know where they're supposed to be. And I want to tell you something. One day a trumpet's going to blow and a horn's going to sound and the world's not going to understand everything that's going on, because the God we serve, he's the creator. And if he's creator and he can create us from the dust of the earth, he can touch him and make us whole. Amen. No more crying, unclean, unclean. No more walking on the opposite side of the street. And Jesus told him, he said, go obey the law. And you look in Leviticus chapters 13 and 14, it tells you what a person that had leprosy was supposed to do. He said, but it's for a testimony to them. Don't miss that. It's a testimony unto them. See, Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. He's the perfect fulfillment of the law for us, because we couldn't do it for ourselves. That's a whole message in itself. But he said, you go and you fulfill the law for a testimony unto them. And then it goes on and it says, there was a fame went abroad of him. You know why? Because of a testimony. There wasn't a man going around calling himself a leper. There was a man going around saying, let me tell you what happened when I met Jesus. He touched me. Just like that song, he touched me. Amen. Radically changed. Folks, I want to tell you something. Story after story after story in the Word of God. Amen.